Yeah, I know. I'm pretty awesome. But you know what's funny about that Irish situation? Also, who the fuck is Gummy? And I'm not mad about this. But this is a point to what I always have said about girls. Girls got too many options, right? And so this is kind of funny what happened, right? So you guys know that when I first asked her out, she rejected me as expected. Whatever, that's fine. So I went to her stream later, you know, to show some support, because, you know, we're supposed to be still cool and shit. And then somehow the topic just went back to me asking her out, of course. And then all of a sudden, Iris is like, yeah, like, I'll give you a chance. So I'm like, what? I'm like, that's... like, why now? But cool, yeah. And so we were talking on Discord about, like, you know, talking again, basically on video chat. And so we set up a day to do it, right? And so the day comes up and she says that she can't do it. Because out of nowhere, she was gonna go to an anime convention. So I'm like, oh, cool, shit. That sounds a lot more fun than talking to me. So, you know, shit happens. So I was like, whatever. We could always do it later. And so after that weekend, I posted a meme on my Twitter. And it was just, it was a stupid, like, little meme about body count and whatnot, you know. It was, again, just some stupid funny shit. And Iris saw it, and apparently it upset her. And so when I tried to talk to her again on Discord, she was like, basically, if that's how you feel, then, you know, we shouldn't talk or whatever. I was like, why did she take that meme so serious? It was a joke on Twitter. Like, it was weird. I was like, out of nowhere, she was just so upset about it. And I was like, she knows this is what I do. I was like, she knows my sense of humor. I do stupid shit like that. Like, why did it make her so upset? And then on R9K, you guys know that they started posting the pictures of her with her new boyfriend. And so that happens. And I'm like, well, damn, right? But again, you know, shit. Not too surprised. I'm never going to get the girl, right? And then I saw her post about how they met, right? And she said that she met him at the anime convention, right? And so when I saw that, I was like, oh, it all makes sense now. So the weekend where we were going to talk, she went to the anime convention, met the guy, and so now she got to get rid of me. And so the little stupid meme shit was basically her way to push me away, to get me out the way. Like, oh, well, because this meme, fuck you, go. Right? That's why I was like, wait, what happened? It's just a meme. But basically, the whole point is, though, is like, I always say, bruh, the reason why dating is so bad and so hard is just girls got so many goddamn options, bruh. Like, it can just be over for you so quick, right? Like, okay, I'll go on a date with you, but I gotta go to the grocery store real quick. And then she meets another guy in the grocery store. But That's basically what happened. The way I see it though, I thought it was weird. I thought it was weird how upset she got with me about that meme, and it because it came out of nowhere. But now it made sense because she met that guy, and so she had to kind of push me away. And again, I'm not upset about it because I already know what it is. I already know how this shit go anyway. So. You know, you take the L, charges to the game, ain't no big deal to me. But it's funny just because I always talk about this shit. I always talk about why I don't take dating seriously, why I don't chase after. But that's exactly why. That's exactly why I don't really try to date or play the dating game seriously. Because that's what you got to deal with. Every girl got so many options. Like, you'll be right there. And then another bull appears just like that. And then it's just, all right, then you got to get pushed out the way. It's just crazy shit. Just crazy shit. Gummy's the dude that cop blocked you when you talked to her in voice chat. I remember that guy. He didn't like me. I know who you're talking about. That guy hated me. That guy fucking hated me, man. I remember. I was like, yo, why this motherfucker hate me? I know you're talking about that. Yo, that guy did not like me at all. He was giving me a hard time for real, bro. He was giving me a hard time. And I I had nothing against the guy. And I still don't. But I was like, yo, why this dude? I don't know. Maybe he felt like he had to protect Iris, though. Maybe he didn't, you know. Maybe he just didn't trust my intentions. Maybe he just, it was something about me that, you know. Because guys can kind of be like that sometimes, you know. When they're orbiting a girl, it can kind of be like, it's almost like the fat friend. You know what I'm saying? Like the fat best friend of a pretty girl. And then she sees her talking to the player, the Mac, or the cool guy. She like, all he want is one thing. And so she started trying to cop block and pull her away. Maybe that's what he was doing. Maybe he just was like, who this mother, this weird, creepy ass motherfucker, bro. Like, nah. Let me get in his way. Right. But again, I ain't tripping on that shit. Because the truth is, if a girl wants you, you can't be cop blocked. That's the truth. If a girl wants you, you can't be cop blocked. That's just what it is. It ain't no cop blocking when a girl wants you. You gotta think about this shit. Girls will be in a situation where they mama and they daddy will hate their boyfriend or hate the guy they trying to get with. And they'll sneak out. They'll elope. They'll do anything to be with him. So it's no cop blocking. It's no cop blocking if there's like a real interest. Like I always say, Iris never liked me that much to begin with. That's the truth of it. Iris never liked me that much to begin with. So, you know, he wasn't cop blocking as much as he just didn't like me. Because you can't cop block you can't cop block what a girl really wants, period. You're not. Cause when I think back to that night, one moment kind of stands out, right? And I remember that he was trying to like cut me off from conversation. Like he was trying to like basically like push me out of the circle of conversation. And Iris never defended me. She never, right, she never defended me or was like, no, that's not cool, right? I would never let nobody do no shit like that to somebody that's you know, talking or trying to, right? Like if Eggman came to my stream and one of you guys were trying to like block him or like push him out of the, I'm like, fuck that shit. Right, I would never let nobody do no shit like that to somebody I consider to be a friend or somebody that I like. So, like that right there, should have told me everything, that she had never defended me that. And again, I'm not tripping. I'm not mad about the shit, but it's just, it's one of those things where, you know, I kind of hate it because, like, I really have no hard feelings about the whole situation, but I feel like me asking her out really ruined our friendship, to be honest. That's what I hate about that shit. That's what I hate about. I feel like it fucked up us, like being friends in the end. That's what I don't like about it, you know. Marco, I'm mad that you're telling me what Iris did to you. Bro, she rejected you, strung you along, text you back, just to treat you as a backup option. Bro, you need the whole frame. This nigga throws some whole frame. Bro, like, I'm good. I'm like, it's, dude, this whole situation is like, is not serious like that. But to me, it's just, it's an example of what I talk about. That's, you know, that's the value of it. It's an example of what I always talk about. And what we already know, girls just got so many options that this is, that's what it is. I mean, it's just, it's so funny because, you know, I've covered this phenomenon so many times, right? And then for once in my life, I invest the bare minimum into asking somebody out, right? And the situation plays out exactly the way I always say. Like, when people fucking be on my case about not dating, about not wanting to bother with that shit, like, motherfuckers really be acting like I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. And then it's just so funny that when I do finally do something, and again, not like I care like that, but it's like, fuck it, let's go. It turns out exactly the way that I predict, exactly the way that I say. And so it's like, I can't be mad because it's what I already knew or what I already predicted would happen, you know?